T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
You know, this whole crap with this cancel culture and the...
Shut up!
Shit!
Shut the fuck up! Nobody wants to hear it.
Fucker.
You've been talking all fucking week. You don't care what you have to say, just stop talking.
You got me right in my fucking head, asshole.
Stop.
Damn it.
I don't give a shit if it was real or not. It's fucking hilarious to me. Welcome to episode 181 of Blurreds in the Hood. I'm your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington. As you can see, I am here by myself somewhat. The swaggy blur decided to go try to be famous and hobnob and rub elbows and touch noses and Illuminati sex parties and all that other shit. So I'm here. Now, thank you to everybody that is watching us live over on Twitch. As you know, we are here on Twitch exclusively doing the whole show for the month of February. But as you can see, if you follow on the YouTube channel, which you should be doing, you should be subscribing, YouTube.com/blurredsinthehood, we're clipping out the stories we're talking about, right? So I was going to be like, yo, I'm going to have to do my show myself today, probably figure out how this shit going to go, because I ain't going to lie to y'all. Let's tell it out the gate. A nigga don't know how to use Twitch. So I figured, I said, hey, yo, if you can't do the show, bro, you got to figure somebody out to know how to do Twitch. And so I'm putting up the overlay. You know he ain't Winston, but you've seen him in the chat. You've seen him on his own channel, his own show, Technical Difficulties. He's a friend of the show, Mr. Dwayne Burke. What up, sir? You just got to be Winston, bro. I ain't get a chance to get this change, man.
It's all right. Winston hit me up in the middle of my live stream to ask me if I would come on the show.
Yeah, like you the light skin version today. So you right there in the light skin position.
In all things, there must be balance.
There must be balance, right. Shouts out to all you Star Wars ass niggas. Yeah, so again, thank you to everybody. Like I said, we tried to get the clips up on Wednesday. Some technical shit happened, but they came up this morning. So what I'm going to do is after this episode is done, I'm going to set the clips up to get up in the to go out early in the morning. They're going to start going out about 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, and they'll drop in about 30-minute increments. So like you'll get one story, then maybe a half hour later to an hour, you'll get another story. And then a half hour later to an hour, you'll get another story, et cetera, all that shit. So that's what that's doing, because we're trying something new again to try to develop and grow the Twitch following here. We need to move the needle and move those numbers up on YouTube. All that other little behind-the-scenes shit is something we're just trying to do, and we can't do it without you all. So that's that. Now, Dwayne, you are here, so I must ask you the question, Mr. Dwayne Burke.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
First of
don't
all,
feel good. Don't feel good to get asked that. Don't feel good.
It does feel good. But first of all, and I appreciate all the love in the chat, but the first thing I'm doing is spelling my motherfucking name correctly. It is D-W-A-I-N. There is no E. There is no Y.
Okay.
Just putting it out there.
Putting it back there. Just like, hey.
Just putting it out there.
That ain't on me. That's what again, we couldn't put his name up here. I almost did a quick Photoshop, just black spray paint out with his name and just hit.
The funny thing is it happens even when my name is on screen. People still misspell my name all the time.
They'd be like, "You spelling your own name wrong?"
Yeah, they tell me I don't know how to spell my name, and I'm like, you know what I love? when I tell people how I spell it and they go, I've never seen it spelled that way before. Like telling me like indirectly, I'm spelling my name wrong. like,
you know, I never thought that was a thing.
It's how I spell my name my whole motherfucking life. But what I've been doing is I've been working on my YouTube channel, the tutorial series that I have going on YouTube. Finished the script today, finally.
Congratulations.
It took me 2.5 weeks to like iron it out and get the narrative flow right. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that even on tutorial videos, there's still a narrative flow.
Yep.
It's got to make sense. It has to have like a structure that works. And
yes, it does.
All along. And it takes a long time. Sometimes it takes me upwards of 5 to 6 hours just to film one video because I'm like, this doesn't work. And I need to completely redo it. But that's literally like all I've been doing. And then like sending out my resume, trying to find new jobs. I got a couple, you know, a couple things in the work here mm-hmm. and there, but you know how it is, that freelance struggle.
Nigga, listen, nigga, I, you know, now once you get through drinking your honey tea, whatever that is, nigga, look like just amber fluid
it's
from
beer,
Jurassic.
Actually.
That's a big ass thing of beer.
Yeah. It's Board and Brew Honey Blonde. I got it delivered because I didn't have enough time to cook dinner.
I ain't gonna have dinner. I'm just gonna have this beer. So now you have to say, you have to ask the question.
So, Jay, I know.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Just first part, and I just click the button. That's nigga should ask a whole full. So, you know.
I was gonna give you a good Winston, you know.
No, do that.
Segue.
I don't even want that shit from Winston. Let's be honest. This nigga be filling himself with these segues, boy. Y'all don't understand. We'd be off air. He'd be like, yo, I'm getting better at these. I'd be like, nigga, I don't care. Nah, I'm fucking with y'all. Today's been a busy day, man. Woke up this morning. Had to, you know, I forgot that I paid for early bird check-in for my flight. So I woke up this morning for nothing. Like, I woke up and was already checked in. I was like, you know, because if you get Southwest, you got to try to check in. Because here's the thing. You want A, right? You want that A group. B is okay. C, you might as well wait on another flight. If it's like, if you get a C group, you're just like, God damn it.
Nah, so like, I remember, where were we flying back from? It might have been Atlanta. But I forgot to check in. And I was just like, I might as well not even do it. I just show up at the airport, whatever. Like, if you don't check in that first 15 minutes. Don't even bother.
You a thug. Just like, you a thug. You like, I'm just going to dig it. What? No. Because,
I mean, you know, after 15 minutes, you're going to end up in C or D. And at that point.
It's only like, A, B, and C. It's only A, B, and C.
Oh, they got rid of D?
Yeah, there it's used only A, B, to be, and C.
There used to be a D.
Nigga, I'd fly Spirit if I got to get the D section, nigga. Mm-mm. It was.
Because I got so used to being in the military, I would just be the first one up no matter what. So I never had to do that. So I always forget. And now, like, flying now, like, I even forget about TSA pre-check. Because the military gets that for free, too.
Oh, I had to pay for mine. And finally, nigga, I had to wait so long. Yo, that was a struggle. I was waiting for months for my shit to clear. And I was like, yo, am I wanted somewhere I don't know about? Like, I was like, yo, my finger, everything should be good. But so I checked in for my flight because I'm going, for those who don't know, for the weekend, I'm going to Chicago just to decompress because I'm burnt out. And I've been nonstop going, work. And so I'm going to try to go and not do shows. I'm going to try. I'm supposed to be doing one Saturday night already. That, like, I couldn't help myself. And so, because when I come back, it's literally, once I get back off the plane, it's literally get here for, as soon as I get back off the plane, come here, film something, do blurbs, shoot out to the improv. That's on the day I fly back. So it's like, it's going to keep going and keep going. So, you know, just getting that together. Went to the gym today to try to knock out a quick little workout. Just been doing a lot more cardio, a lot lightweight, heavy reps, trying to get myself together for that. Again, like you said, writing scripts, man. I'm working on, I just decided, because I don't have the funds to fully apply to those screenwriter screenplay competitions where you can really get your shit in there. So I just saw one that was like, they'll read the first five pages and it's kind of free. And I was like, all right, cool. I'll just do that. But I'm working on a second episode of, for the pilot I wrote. I was probably going to do like eight episodes. I was like, let me just get the two out. Cause I've been rewatching Insecure again, just because the flow, the narrative of the show, like you talk about, is so solid and you appreciate the writing so much more. So, you know, between watching that and all the other dope black TV that we got, Abbott Elementary, Grand Crew, whether it be Harlem, Run the World, all those, like I've been watching all of that. So doing all of that, trying to figure out, like you said, this freelance life, bro. It's freelance life. This shit.
It's not for the week.
Not for the week, bro. You look at your bank account and be like,
you don't have the capacity.
Be right, this motherfucker just hurt. Like, look,
I paid all my bills on the first, and I was like,
bro, I dropped off that rent check. I was like, oh, what? Do this like that, and like I said, paying the credit cards, and like you said, paying your bills off, and so you people don't understand. Like people say, well, why wouldn't you just get a stable gig? And to be honest, you don't want to work directly for someone, but because you want to feel some level of accomplishment working for yourself per se. But there is way more work working for yourself than there is anything else, because freelancing is, for those who are unfamiliar, you have a talent, you're good at something, but you got to have that, you got to have that door open to be utilizing that talent. You know what I mean? So it's like, you be trying to do a lot of shit, and sometimes, you know, say you be applying to place and they can hit you back. Like,
ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
Yo, I had a friend of mine, they were like, hey, I'm starting a podcast. And I was like, are you ready for that? Like, do you understand what it really means if you want it to be serious and not like a hobby? If you wanted to be a hobby, you just wanted to be a thing, fine. You know, do you. But if you wanted to actually overtake what you're currently doing and you want it to be your main source of income, you gotta, they were like, man, I'm fucking 9 to 5. I'm like, fucking 9 to 5.
Oh, you think this is easy?
You looking at a five to 12 if you want to start a podcast, man. Like I told him, I was like, look, on a short day, I work 10 to 12 hours on a short day. So don't say fucking 9 to 5 too quick.
Because here's the deal. People think with a podcast, because podcast, one of the things is anybody can start one. We know this, right? Anybody can start one and you can literally talk about whatever you want to talk about. It is not hard. That's the thing. It's not hard at all to start a podcast. The hard part is having something that people will gravitate to outside of your normal circles. The hard part is having the shit you talk about reach people you never would normally reach. The hard part is develop. Look, y'all think it's easy to put this show together 2 days a week, especially the 2 days we chose. Tuesday is relatively easy because after Thursday, you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So you have 4 days worth of shit to hopefully compile together to make a show, right? For Thursday, nigga, I gotta pray something has happened either Wednesday or earlier in the day. And then if it's only happened on Thursday, then you're literally scouring the internet, social media, news websites all day trying to figure out what is relevant enough that'll reach, again, that range of people that you already fuck with and that don't know you. So you're trying to do all of that. So for people who think that a regular like a freelance life of being your own boss is the easiest thing ever, y'all don't know about them long days and sleepless nights. You don't know about that empty ass bank account and not sure how you're gonna pay them bills or put food in the refrigerator, or if you got kids, take care of them. Y'all don't know about a lot of that. You don't understand it. It's a lot more than what it's glamored out to be.
Yeah, it's not just showing up, turning on the camera, doing what you're doing and disappearing. Cause like I was trying to explain to somebody why. So anyone who hasn't been following me, I nuked my YouTube channel at the beginning of the year in January. I just decimated it because I was on there talking about movies, anime, video games, wrestling, all sorts of stuff, right? No performance. I wasn't getting subscribers. I wasn't getting views because I was talking a bunch of shit. I nuked it. I went to straight tutorials, stuff about OBS, how to stream, things to make streaming better. I've tripled my subscribers and viewers in 1 month.
See?
You can't be afraid. Like you were saying, you got to find the people that fuck with you. Sometimes the community that you came from, that got you into this, that, you know, says, hey, we're here for you. They don't actually fuck with you. You got to just say goodbye and go find somewhere else to go.
Look, this is not a disrespect to anyone. Y'all know, some people may not say it, I will. You would think that with the following that the Schmodown has, let's just be real, that everybody who was part of the Schmodown's channels, again, you don't have to watch all the content. All we ask is click the subscriber button.
Yep.
People don't get that. It's that one little thing.
The hardest part about monetization is getting 1,000 fucking subscribers.
It's just getting 1,000 subscribers. People do not understand that. We just ask people to literally click the subscribe button. You don't have to click on the bell to find out every time you drop in a video. Just be that number. This machine that is this industry runs off numbers. That's why we're doing what we're doing now on Twitch to build up YouTube and build up Twitch as well. Which, by the way, if this is your first time watching on Twitch, I don't know how the subscription following thing goes and gift subs. Dwayne and Winston know all that shit. And Cheryl, who is our mod in the thing right now.
If you're here on Twitch, go ahead, click the follow button. Once you click the follow button, there's going to be a little bell. Just double check if it's on. If it's on, you're going to get notifications whenever the blurs go live. If it's off, fine. But you won't get a notification when the blurs are live.
So that's how that works. But again, you would think where you come from, people would literally want to, oh man, I'm going to rock with you. You going to rock with me, right? I need this numbers. Like when Winston and I, every episode, and I know with the dragon, we're going to go into the first story real quick. But when Winston and I always like, yo, we need y'all to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Like, this shit is not a game.
Yeah.
We have literally lost jobs, acting jobs, because we didn't have the numbers. And so that's a thing. But let's just let's go past all that and get into the show. Listen, if this is your first time, again, please subscribe, follow. The clips are coming out on YouTube tomorrow. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. If you want to get something in and support, again, I understand, and Winston understands, Dwayne as well. It is the first week of the month, like we just said. Y'all just pay bills. I say it one time at the beginning of the show, that's it. Let it go. Again, y'all want to throw the subscriptions, the bits, however y'all do that with the young, you know what I'm saying, Twitter, Twitch thing, y'all do that. I have no fucking clue. I'm like, you niggas ain't finna.
You got it.
All right, let's get into our first story. This popped up yesterday. So the episode has not aired yet. But during a taping of The Masked Singer, one of the people were revealed to be Rudy Giuliani. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Once it was revealed that it was Rudy Giuliani, judges Ken Jeong and Robin Thicke quickly left the stage in protest. They left. Of course, the other two judges, Nicole Scherzinger and Jenny McCarthy, stayed talking to him. Now, the Masked Singer caught a lot of heat when they had Sarah Palin on there before. And the question, this episode doesn't air until May, right? But the question beckons, what the fuck are you thinking? Thinking it's going to be cool to put Rudy Giuliani, a dude who was openly and adamantly trying to overthrow democracy in America, and think, oh, this is going to be nice.
Yeah. I mean, and even then, like, Sarah Palin, like, she's nowhere near as bad. Nowhere near as bad. I get it, the whole political leanings and all that, but, like, she didn't try to overthrow the government.
Right!
Like, you know, here's the other thing that I don't think a lot of people realize. It's the same production company for The Masked Singer as it is for Dancing with the Stars, who has Sean Spicer on there.
On there right after
last season, right?
I remember
so,
that.
So, like, it don't surprise me at all. I saw somebody on Twitter was like, oh, these judges are terrible. They couldn't just do their job. And I'm like, nigga, no! Fuck that job!
It is the... again, dude who would try to openly overthrow democracy.
Not just fuck that job, fuck Fox, fuck this show, fuck Rudy Giuliani, fuck all this. I'm
and
out.
Jenny McCarthy is one of the spearheads from the anti-vax movement. Because of her, a lot of people have died. And I'm not even talking in the current situation with COVID. With her bullshit spouting that vaccinations cause autism, have caused a lot of people to die. And so that it made sense that she would stay talking to Giuliani. But again, it's like, I think people got to, you know, and we talk about this on the show when it came to like different people's views on things. Letitia Wright, for instance, I'll always bring that back up. But like, yo, are you fucking serious? Like, are you serious?
I don't know what these producers were thinking. This producer had to have gotten fired at this point. Like, there's no way that producer still has a job. There's no way.
Because, like, the thing is, the trick is you really don't know. Like, nobody really knows except for the producer who booked the talent.
Yeah.
Like, they're snuck in and all this other shit and everything. And so the hosts don't know. The judges don't know. It's literally kept a real big secret. Like, behind the scene, like, that is something that's kept real tight. But yeah, the fact that somebody was like, yo, let's fucking bring Rudy Giuliani. Here's the problem with that. Like you said, the same production company does Dancing with the Stars. Remember, Fox is now owned by Disney.
Is
Fox News Fox News. I know they have the movie division.
Is all of Fox Television owned by Disney? Because that was part of the things when they were dissecting Fox for the antitrust. Is Disney had to sell off a lot of the TV stations.
Okay, that's probably what they sold.
Because had they kept the TV and stuff like that, it would have been considered
a monopoly. Okay.
And I know for like Britain, they had to sell off like all of Fox Sports, because if they didn't, they were like, nah, y'all motherfuckers got too damn much. We can't have this.
It's just, I don't get it. Again, okay, Disney doesn't own them, fine. Well, I'm hearing this in the neighborhood right now, but regardless.
But Carmel Mountain brings up a good point, and Nick Cannon is the host. There's something's up with this show.
I mean, look. Nick Cannon, look, I'm going to tell you something. For as much shit as Nick Cannon catches, that nigga is working still. Remember, he had that moment.
How many
kids?
He did his apology tour. That's why he got all them damn kids.
I didn't know this nigga had a talk show until yesterday.
How many sets of twins did this nigga got?
Let me see. How many sets of twins does Nick Cannon have? I feel like, do we have anybody? Do we got the counting on this motherfucker?
He gotta have a show per kid, cause.
Stop it. Get some help.
One show per kid, nigga.
One show per kid. You know them baby mamas ain't about being cheap, bro.
Nah, I mean, that nigga got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, yeah, they coming for the checks. They coming for the checks.
I mean, that nigga's doing everything. All right, so.
I got a joke, but I think it was a little too far.
Oh, no such thing on the show. Go ahead.
This one is definitely too far. I'll tell you later. Okay. Nah, bro, trust me, this one was too far.
Okay, all right, I trust you and I believe you. All right, let's move on to our next subject. Remember, we talked about on Tuesday, former head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Brian Flores, is suing the league and everything because of discrimination, talk about the Rooney Rule, and called out the owner of the Dolphins, Stephen Ross, saying that he was mad that he wouldn't tank and was going to pay him. Well, Stephen Ross made a statement. Came out and said, with regards to the allegations being made by Brian Flores, I am a man of honor and integrity and cannot let them stand without responding. I take great personal exception to these malicious attacks, and the truth must be known. His allegations are false, malicious, and defamatory. We understand there are media reports stating that the NFL intends to investigate his claims, and we will cooperate fully. I welcome that investigation, and I am eager to defend my personal integrity and the integrity and the values of the entire Miami Dolphins organization from these baseless, unfair, and disparaging claims.
I think it's going to be real easy. Give me them bank statements. Because we know that they tanked that season. And if Flores wasn't behind it, give me the offensive coordinator's bank statements. Yeah. Give me the defensive coordinator's bank statements. Mm-hmm. Give me the special teams coach bank statements. Somebody was taking the money if it wasn't Brian Flores.
Hey, you're not going to tell me about the integrity of the Miami Dolphins when them niggas had strip clubs set up in the parking lot, nigga. It was strip clubs in the parking lot.
The drive-through strip
clubs. It was drive-through strip clubs, nigga, when you were tailgating. You were supposed to be getting ribs and you was getting cheeks. Like, it was a strip club.
Haskell 420 says it in the chat. I hope Flores has the text. We know he has the text.
What do you mean? Right.
Because he released his text with Belichick.
The one with Belichick started all this, Nick. What are you talking about?
He got the receipts.
He came dead ass out. He's like, Arby's, we have the receipts. He came dead out with the receipts. And it's really just like, you know, anytime a black man in these positions say something, they're always going to be scrutinized. They're always going to be, people are going to try to defame their character left and right. Let's just be real. You know what I'm saying?
He even said it in his statement. He's like, I'm going to get painted as the angry black man.
That's exactly what he got.
And it's like, anyone who, like Matt Thomas in our group chat, he was like, hey, I don't know if I fully believe this because he just wrote a tell-all book and didn't include this in the book. And it's like, we both said the same thing. I wouldn't have put it in the book either. I would have held on to it the second I need it. Drop it. Boom.
Why put this in the book and have to wait for motherfuckers to find it in an excerpt? No.
Yeah.
I'm going to come out and...
Put it in a book that you aren't sure people are going to buy and torpedo your career, or hold on to it, torpedo your career, but make bank.
Again, the league because is going to settle out of court. Yeah, for this.
and we know he's never going to work in football again as a coach. He might work as an analyst or something like that somewhere else, but he is never going to work in the NFL ever again.
Ever. You can't.
No owner is going to work with him.
I just want to know what they're going to do about the Rooney Rule. How are they going to make sure it's no longer just a "we did it" thing?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the biggest thing now.
That's the biggest problem with it.
That's going to be the biggest problem, the whole we did it. And it's got to be, you know, again, how are we knowing that you're interviewing these coaches with validity? Again, what was it? The Denver Broncos, they came in drunk as fuck to interview him. Like, they didn't care. They knew they weren't going to pick him. And so that's, you know, with that. But let's move on to another little bit of football news. The Washington football team is no longer the Washington football team. They are now the Washington Commanders. Yes, it was announced on Wednesday. They now officially have a name, and these are some of the new uniforms. They do keep the color scheme of the old team and everything like that. You know, Commanders, after like 2 years, it is what it is. But here's where it gets better. You know, Washington Commanders owner, Dan Snyder, the one everybody's like, why the fuck has he not sold the team? Well, it has come out again that he sexually harassed female subordinates for years and even had a secret quote-unquote soft porn videos made of cheerleaders, right? There were new and repeated allegations which were made by 6 former employees of the franchise. This was during a House Oversight Committee roundtable on toxic workplace culture. Now, former employee Tiffany Johnston said she made the new allegations against Snyder on Thursday, which was today, saying he placed his hand on her thigh without her consent at a team dinner, and that he pushed her towards his limousine with his hand on her lower back. She goes on to say, quote, he left his hand on the middle of my thigh until I physically removed it. Thoughts.
Look. At least it's not the Washington Overseers.
Oh!
I mean...
Oh, my Lord Jesus!
I'm just saying, with the owner they got, I bet it was on the table at some point.
How about the Washington Whips?
what I don't understand is why didn't they just keep the Washington football team? I think that, like, I actually think it was a good.
People started getting used to it. People started getting used to it.
We had it for two, like, at first, yes, it was a joke. But after 2 years, like, it actually, I actually kind of thought it was kind of dope. Because, like if you look at any other, like, sport, right, across the world, in soccer, right, it's Chelsea Football Club. Why are they Chelsea Football Club? Because they're in the Chelsea neighborhood of London. Mm-hmm. They're Chelsea Football Club, right? You know, Everton FC, Everton Football Club, Liverpool FC, Liverpool Football Club. Like, it's a normal thing with naming teams across the world. It's just weird here in America. In America, they all have to have a mascot or, like, a logo or something. It's like, America, fuck yeah!
I felt like that was the only perfect thing that worked at the moment right now, goddamn.
But it's just like it could have easily been the football team. It fits. People are used to it at this point, and I don't think that it's that bad of a name. I think Commanders probably, I know the connotation they're going for, you know, Washington DC, mm-hmm. Commander in Chief, all that. I get that. But with the racist history of your past name, I don't know if Commanders is the right way to go. I think,
and that's the problem. And I'm just saying. You might be right. Again, a lot of people are right on it. Should have kept football team because their racist connotation from their past name, nothing they, all of the ones they had the ideas of, all were bad in some way, shape, form, or fashion. All of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoo, all right. Oh, shit. Okay. Ooh, buddy, here we go.
Oh, God, right. This is the one. This is the story.
Oh, yeah, this is the one. Sheesh. So I didn't know about this until right before we were about to go on air in our group chat. We got hit up by the homie Matt Thomas and sent us a link. Now, first of all, the link came from World Star Hip Hop, which Dwayne said it before me. Like, anything that's come from World Star Hip Hop is heinous. You know, it's going to be terrible, right?
I wasn't even going to read it until you said we're talking about it on the show.
I know this ain't the best picture to have to do it. Carla Ramirez, who is known on both TikTok and OnlyFans, she recently found out. She let this go in a detailed series of TikTok videos back on the 28th of January. She says she went through childhood abuse and she suffered from the hands of her fathers and other adults, which culminated in Ramirez discovering that her father had subscribed to her OnlyFans under various fake names. He was one of her highest paid men. Check this out. Okay, so that sounded terrible. Let me put it up with there. Here it says, when my dad, yes, my dad has been buying my OnlyFans content through not one, but two accounts and was a personal client of mine on both accounts for over a year. And the only way I found out was because he called me to play with myself for $150 and I could hear my mom in the background on the phone. Hold fast. Check this out. Let's see this one.
But my own father, and mind you, I didn't know at this time until now, like yesterday, but he would send me dick pics on my old Snapchat so I could rate his penis for money. This is the George Lewis account that he had used whenever I was in middle school. So obviously I just found out yesterday that he had been behind two separate accounts that have been clients for a very long time. So he's just been building the sexual attraction towards me for years.
In another video, she claimed that her father had been attracted to her since she was really young, said to the point that when she was four, he would take her to his friend's house or a girl he used to be seeing and let them touch her. She claimed that while she was a minor, her father contacted her through bogus social media accounts and sent her pictures of his man. Let me tell you something. Look, this is like somebody said, it's not illegal for him to be a fan of her, to subscribe to her OnlyFans. Yeah, it's not illegal, but nigga, no.
Look, man, he didn't want to pay child support.
I'm going to get up out of here. You know what? I'm going to go.
What the fuck? Oh shit.
I've been holding on to that one for a while.
Well shit.
Look, all jokes aside, on top of just it being wrong that he subscribed to his daughter's OnlyFans, like that's just weird on so many levels. The fact that he is a abuser and has found a way to continue to abuse his, I'm not even gonna call her a victim, his subject, like whatever word you want to use. The I don't like using the word victim, but for lack of a better term, currently victim, right? That is just beyond me. Like, it is absolutely at the highest level of disgusting.
It's weird because we hear about different stories of how women say, you have some women who say, well, my parents support what I do, et cetera, right? But when she goes into, like, even though she's going into further detail, but there's support. And then there's nigga. No, yeah. Again. Well,
it's even like y'all were talking about on. Oh, wait, I can't bring that up. Never mind.
Yeah, you can't do
it
that.
It was on
after dark. Can't do that. But it's like, so here's the deal. I'm a father. I'm a father of a son and a daughter. If my daughter, when she gets older and of you know, adult age and all that, and says she's going to do some crazy stuff, all right, long as you're safe, I support. But I'm not going to be sitting there like, man, let me see what my baby doing at work today. I don't want to see that.
Exactly, 100%. Like my daughter, my brother has OnlyFans. I'm subscribed to my brother's OnlyFans. He's subscribed to mine. We don't look at each other's OnlyFans. It's just like, here's your $5 for the month. That's it. Don't look at nothing. Just like here's your $5. I have him, like, you can actually mute people on your OnlyFans timeline, so I never actually see his content, but I still support him because we're family and we support each other. But like, I don't look at it. I have no desire to look at it. Like that just that whole situation of him, like, because it also for me is it's a consent thing, right? And I know that OnlyFans is somewhat anonymous and whatnot, but there's a level of consent that the creator has to engage in the interaction with the client. And by her not having all of this information, she is not making an informed and conscious decision.
But she just found out. She just found out, though. The problem is
but that's what I'm saying. Because she doesn't know, she cannot make an actual informed decision to engage with him on that platform. Mm. Now, if she consented to that, like if she knew it was him and she decided to continue to do it, that's a completely different story.
Right.
But her not knowing, that has taken away her consent to engage in that interaction. And I think that is, again, absolutely disgusting.
The fact that he was sending pictures of his dick to his daughter for her to rate it. Look, there is a porn category that is stepfather, stepdaughter, stepmother.
Step porn.
It's step porn. There's a reason it is labeled. Now, granted, yes, there is the other one with the actual family, but there's a reason step. to hear this.
Man, I don't have the sound. I don't have the sound bite ready. I actually have an excerpt from a step on sound bite on my soundboard. It's like one of the girls being like, "Oh no, stepbrother, what are you doing?"
Right. Oh, you're my stepbrother. What, like the porn everybody used to make from the Brady Bunch? But dog, just it. I'm disgusted and stuck, like, at the same time.
I am, because I have my own experience with sexual assault. I have a very, very like consent is such a big deal to me. I don't even fantasize about other people because they have not consented to be a part of my fantasy.
Wow.
And to do something like this to me is like, so it's such a violation. And I think it is up on the highest tier of disgusting.
Damn. It's, I don't, now the, you know, she says she talked to the police. I don't know if he's been arrested. I do not know for sure. Here is a picture of, okay, that's, I gotta keep switching over. Here is the picture of her dad. Like, yo.
Damn, and this nigga's in a Cardinals hat?
And a Marvel shirt. Like, damn. Nigga, you couldn't wear a Batman shirt? And I'm sorry. That was really fucked up. That was probably fucked up live right there.
But it's just like, that regardless, it just, yeah. Like, because the problem is what are they going to get him on at this point?
And that's the thing. You can't get him.
That's the problem, is because he hasn't done anything illegal now. Now, she could get, like, a restraining order and maybe going forward.
Right.
Do something. But that's not going to undo all of the trauma and the pain and everything. Because
the past is the past. And depending on what state and where you live, though, you know, they have changed laws to deal with certain things like that. But it varies from state to state. Let's just be honest. And it's very messed up. But damn, man. All right.
Spidey Sensei, they can prove it was him. They can use IP addresses in a various different ways of proving it. And, you know, you can track credit card statements, et cetera, et cetera. There are ways to prove who it was, because they've had to go through a lot of those avenues for DMCA takedowns, mm-hmm. and lawsuits for OnlyFans content and leaking people's OnlyFans content. So yes, they can find out it was him. But the thing is even then, he still has not done anything illegal up until the point,
right,
that she gets a restraining order and then he continues to contact her. Then he is breached into the illegal. I'm not talking about the abuse that he perpetrated prior to, but all of this interaction on OnlyFans, none of that is considered illegal.
Not at all. And that's the thing, not at all. It's weird to say that everyone's like, yeah, it's all disgusting, this, that, and the third, but he can pay to subscribe to it. And it's like, streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tips.
And for to BC Knight in the chat, she might be able to get away with mental abuse, maybe. And I shouldn't say get away, but she might be able to make a case for mental abuse. Fraud, definitely not, because there is no contractual obligation in the interaction on the person on the other side of OnlyFans to be the person that they represent.
Right.
The contractual obligation is completely on the creator to deliver on what they said that they would deliver upon.
All right. Real quick, let me reset this real fast. It's Blurred in the Hood, y'all. Thank you, everybody, watching us over on Twitch. I think we got a bunch of new subscribers. Dwayne will read that in a second. As you can see, that's not Winston A. Marshall. Winston is out today being all fancy, you know what I'm saying, hobnobbing and all that good stuff. I got the homie Dwayne Burke in the building with us. Do we have some new subscribers and all this other shit on Twitter? Because, again, not proficient with this.
I'm going to go back to right before the beginning of the show. Wait. There were people subscribing in the off days. Okay. I see you out there, neighborhood. I see you out there.
No, we out here trying to make it happen, bro.
All right, so we got Vic and Ashley Gaming, Jay Guthartz, Able Moth, Shaft Sword, Mully, GYZ, Nams, or N Samjeet, Warstar, Mickey's Girl. I'm not saying that one. Gilly P Dog. And Mortal Kombat. All of those were new follows in the last 12 hours. Then we've got AK Music, subscribing with Prime, and Opium Right, subscribe with Prime. And let's see. Milieta 75 subscribed for 1 month at tier one. And then Pooch Shoot Riot gave out a gifted sub. So thank you very much for all of that.
Man, we appreciate all of that for sure. All right.
I missed some bits. CT GIF with some bits. Black Taurus 49 with some bits. And Woo T Goose with some bits.
Okay, how does the bits thing work? What is that? So tell me about
bits. Bits is essentially like a Streamlabs donation, but you get 100% of the bits. So 1 bit is 1 cent, so 100 bits is a dollar. And the way bits work is 100 bits kind of costs like, I think it's like $12. And what'll happen is the end user pays Twitch's cut and then the taxes and the fees. So then you get 100% of bits that are donated to you.
This is the moment where you need the Jeopardy music. Just like, doo-doo, just to show me just looking lost and shit. Just like, what's wrong with, just be like, yo, what's wrong with Jay? That's how I feel right there, looking at that. Yeah. All right, let's move on to this next story, because we ain't got that much. Again, it's hard to find stuff on last minute for this show. Channing Tatum, as you all know, I will be in the upcoming Channing Tatum movie, Dog, with him and Lily the Dog. Drops February 18th in theaters. I got a smaller part in the movie. But because of this, Channing has been doing the press rounds. And he talked about taking a break from acting. And he admits that he was burned out after these two films in particular. And the ones he said that burned him out were 22 Jump Street and Jupiter Ascending. He was like, he felt like the fat kid at the buffet. He was just working, working, working. He said he took 4 movies back to back without any time off. He also goes and said, quote, I wasn't as good as I wanted to be in those last two movies because I didn't have the energy. Now, again, 22 Jump Street did do well at the box office and was received well by critics. Jupiter Ascending bombed and received bad reviews. He also admitted that he considered walking away from Hollywood altogether in 2018. In April of that year, him and his ex-wife, now ex-wife Jenna Dewan, announced they were separating after 9 years of marriage, and they share an 8-year-old daughter, Everly, right? But check this out. During his interview with Variety, he opened up about the axed standalone superhero film Gambit. If you remember, he was supposed to be Gambit, right? And I remember talking about this a lot of times on Trusty Sidekick, and because Gambit kept going through like 3-4 different directors. Now, according to Variety, him and Reed Carolyn, who was his directorial partner, they spent 4 years working on the project. He said the studio really didn't want us to direct it. They wanted anybody but us, essentially because we had never directed anything. He said he was willing to give up directing Gambit because of how much he loved the script. It had been co-written by Carolyn and resembled the tone of Deadpool. Here's the thing. He said, once Gambit went away, though, he said, I was so traumatized, I shut off my Marvel machine. I haven't been able to see any of the movies. He says, I love that character. It was just too sad. It was like losing a friend because I was so ready to play him. What do you think about him saying that he shut down and he can't watch a Marvel movie?
Nah. No, fam. Stop the cap.
Let me tell you something.
Look, your pride might be hurt, but bro, if they backed up a truck and said, watch this movie, you would watch the damn movie. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that serious. Bro, you shouldn't have even been Gambit to begin with. Like, let's just go there. Let's go there.
Look, I'm not saying that, man. I got a movie coming out tomorrow. I'm gonna say what I gotta say after the 18th. I gotta make sure they cut me out, this motherfucker.
I'll be 100% honest. Does it suck? Yeah, like I love Gambit as a character. I think Gambit is like he might be my favorite X-Men character, and people completely disrespect him and don't understand the true power that Gambit has. But like he said, it's supposed to be like Deadpool. Gambit is not Deadpool. Gambit is a very, very serious character.
The Guild of Assassins versus the Guild of Thieves?
But not even that.
There's a lot of murder.
The Morlock situation, whole, like, the genocide. Gambit is a very dark character. And there is so much in his past and in his history before he reaches the X-Men that, like, there's a reason he's one of my favorite characters. Does it suck we're not going to get that movie? Doesn't mean we're never going to get it. But I wouldn't have trusted it in Channing Tatum's hands to direct it. I agree with that.
He just said it. You've never directed anything prior.
I don't think I would have trusted him as Gambit, if I'm being 100% honest. Like, seeing what he's done with accents in other movies. And look, I'm not saying never say never. but look, I'm going off what I got. I'm going off of what I got. And with what I have, I don't see anything that says he should have been Gambit.
This bullshit needs to stop now.
Okay, let me say this. Listen, as somebody who... here's my only way I kind of relate to him, okay? As a man who has auditioned for numerous roles on a variety of TV shows and films... I will personally admit, I don't typically watch the show once it first comes out if I don't get that role. Like, there's certain shows that it wasn't until the panorama and we were locked down and a nigga needed something to do that I didn't start watching until then. Because I was like, I auditioned for this and I didn't get it. So I was like, I don't want to see this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? See somebody else who get it. It's like when I watch a commercial that I auditioned for, I didn't get, and you see somebody else who gets it. So I kind of understand that. But look, bro.
No, I totally get that. I totally understand that point. But I'm just like looking at it realistically, like, brother, did you really think this movie was gonna get made?
Nigga!
Like, I'm sorry, but after the first like 2 years, like, did you really thought the movie was gonna get made?
Hello.
I mean, when you kept again, the studio is trying to, again, they went through like 4 different directors. I remember that. They was like, yeah, Channing, Gambit got another director. Gambit got another director. I was like, whoo, I don't think Gambit's ever happening. And it did.
But you know what we never heard? Gambit's got a writer. Because look, I'm going to say this, but... what movie is that director directing with no script?
God damn!
I'm going to go ahead and just be quiet on that one. I'm going to see what people talk about in the neighborhood. Let's see. What's in the... Jimmy Nails came and said, that's not Winston. Who's that sexy motherfucker? What's good, Dwayne? Again, your name is spelled wrong again. Jimmy came in late, so Jimmy missed... Jimmy missed the announcement that stated...
It's been spelled incorrectly since I made the announcement as well.
You know what? Like, so here, this is the case in point. Escape Pod 01 says, Jay, did you audition for Grand Crew? No, I didn't. And it's upsetting because a bunch of my friends out here who are comics and actors have watched the show and was like, yo, why ain't that you? And I'm always like, yo, why ain't it me? Like, I don't think people understand, to an actor, sometimes that sentiment ain't the best thing to tell a person when they watch this shit and be like, so I could have got that at least $30,000 per episode and acted the fool on camera on network television. Like, you know, people don't get that sometimes. And it's, you know that you can't get every single thing. It's just impossible, right? You won't get everything you go for. You won't get everything you try to put out there. But like, shit, you just know sometimes when you good, like, man,
sometimes you don't even know what is out there. Like, they send out a casting call and either your agent or whoever just is like, oh, this isn't for my client, and then just doesn't even let you know that it was out there.
Nigga.
You know, it happens. It happens. That's the, like,
because I wish I'd have known.
It's one of those things that people who aren't in the business don't understand how that process works and how, like, and even I don't fully understand it because I'm not an actor. It's not something that I deal with. I understand the little bits that I picked up between you, Winston, and all the other people that I that I know that are auditioning, but I have no personal experience with it.
I mean, yeah, it's a oh man, it's such a fucked up thing, man. It's just, it's one of those things you just you hope for the best for, bro. You really do. Again, Dog comes out in theaters February 18th. Maybe Channing Tatum will start again. He has an 8-9-year-old daughter now. Maybe she wants to see a movie and he just don't put it off on, just go with your mama. Maybe he don't do it that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if it, like, if the daughter be like, yo, I want to go watch your daddy doing today, and they be like, daddy ain't doing this shit with you. Tell your mama to take you. Like, you know, we'll see what happens. All right, let me go to the Streamlabs, see if we got any. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. I see all of the follows and subscriptions. Thank you so much. Thank you, Alberto Rios. I see you right here. I'm going to go ahead and do that. I got to schedule them one-on-ones with the super villain for my squad this month. All right, let me see. Do I got anything else I got to go through? That's that. There's that. All righty. Y'all, let me see. Is it in here? There it is. Y'all know what time it is right now.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen, and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
I just love that for some reason. It's so calming. And then you realize what it's talking about. Every time I'm like, I did a pretty good job on that. Also, there's supposedly a poll going on Twitch. I don't know.
There is.
What's the poll?
It's about how you would spell my name.
Oh. You didn't want to acknowledge that shit. He's like, yeah, fucking poll. How you spell my name? Like, okay. All right. Well, this is your Karen. I'll save my thoughts after y'all watch this shit.
You think I care? Yeah. I don't care anymore!
Quit hitting me.
I've lost my mind!
Quit hitting
me. Give a fuck! Give a fuck!
Cool, you don't need to give a fuck. That's cool, I got video proof of you doing this. You're crazy, bro. You're crazy. Let me leave. You have me blocked in. Let me leave. You're kidnapping me. Let me leave. Leave me alone. Let me leave.
I'm
run it back one more game.
Yeah.
You think I care?
Yeah.
I don't care anymore.
Quit hitting me.
I've lost my mind.
Quit hitting me. Cool, you don't need to give a fuck. That's cool, I got video proof of you doing this. You're crazy, bro. You're crazy. Let me leave. You have me blocked in. Let me leave. You're kidnapping me. Let me leave. Leave me alone. Let me leave.
So suppose this is a chick from Dr. Phil. Chick was crazy. I don't watch Dr. Phil. However, there is no way in heaven and or hell or the purgatory in between that I'm going to be that calm while a bitch is keying my car. That is just not going to happen.
I'm gonna need a little backstory on this.
I know backstory, nigga. This is king. She is king.
No. But I need a little backstory because it feels like they know each other.
I mean, even if they know.
What it feels like, what it feels like
Is a relationship gone bad? He was like,
is we've got a D. Well, we've got a D1 athlete here who did not learn his lessons from Kobe. That's what it feels like. I'm just saying, bro. Why you?
Jesus Christ! Snigga said a D1 athlete who didn't learn. What is this, Denver nigga?
Look, I'm just saying, bro. Like, it feels like it's someone who's in a relationship, got caught doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing. Because
I don't know what to say, man. Like,
because you know that's not how a sister would handle it. She would have pieced his ass up, no biscuit.
Yo, hold up, time out.
I'm just saying, that's what it feels like to me when I see it. I'm like, hey, bro, what? I mean, look, hold on. I think I have a soundbite for this one. I got a soundbite for this one. Hold on, let me bring up my sound pad on this one.
I just want to say, my thing is just like, it fuck. It's like, fuck. If they got some, bitch, she still was carrying this nigga shit. Like,
I
no.
Mean, hey, look, I get that. I get it. I get she was carrying this shit. But it feels like there was a reason. Is this the one? I think this is the one.
But I appreciate the concern, my beautiful African queen. I hope
nope,
your hair is
not. That's not the right one.
I'm assuring the right one with that one, nigga.
No. I got one of is Dr. Umar. I'm here to save y'all from the mayonnaise, brothers.
You know, he would step across the line. Habitually. He's a habitual line stepper.
Or no, it's I'm here to liberate you from the mayonnaise, my brothers and sisters. I've got it in my soundboard somewhere. But
wait,
either way.
Wait, time out. Is Karen a, wait,
it is.
Blocked
it is. Yeah, they block Karen on Twitch. Yeah.
Hey, can you
they block Karen on Twitch. Yep.
How many white women complain? I feel I'm being discriminated against.
No. So for everyone in the chat that's typing Karen, that you can make Karen okay for the chat, but what you can't do is you can't put it in polls, you can't put it in your title of your live streams, you can't put it in your going live notification. That's how it's a black, or not a black, a blocked word. It is a black word, but that's how it's a blocked
Don't
word.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us.
It is a black word because everyone who's using it now ain't black. And everyone who's been using it since, I don't know, as long as I've been alive, is black.
I said what I said.
Mm-hmm.
It is a black word. So we just going to say that. It's a black word.
Okay, so... All right,
but I do 100% like, yes, I would have probably when she hit me, that's game over. It's over that, then. She's not going to get a chance to key the other side of my car. But and I don't mean I would like hit her with a two piece, but like that.
You ain't got
end.
To. You got to hit her with two piece. Just but, one but sure you can. Just
but,
one
but that's
sure
the end.
You can.
That's the end of the conversation. You put your hands on me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Just do what you were saying.
But I do think that there was a little bit more to that story. It felt like there was a little bit more to that story.
This nigga said, Kobe, listen, let me read. We got a couple.
I'm going from my own experience, bro. Like,
nigga, what? what experience did you? What?
God damn.
What experience?
White girls is crazy.
I said, bitch.
And it's a different kind of crazy. It ain't the, I'm going to take you to court for the child support. It ain't the, I'm going to tell your mama, I'm going to tell your big mama crazy. It's the shows up standing over you while you sleeping with a knife crazy. That's all I'm saying, bro. That's all I'm saying.
We got shit. Shit. We got some Streamlabs that came in. Weed Man Wade says for the JWPP, just because I want Dwayne to laugh about it.
I will laugh. Jay ain't ever going to do it, but I mean, he should.
He's not.
He won't ever do it.
Nope.
He's just happy with his crusty ass chalk fucking hands from the gym.
My hands are soft thanks to this cocoa butter, nigga. What are you talking about?
I know use chalk at the gym. Dry the fuck out your hands.
My hands are nice and supple, like a lady. And nice and supple. I got good soft hands. What the fuck? Who the fuck is just throwing chalk in the air like LeBron and going to beat their dick? Who is doing? And Jimmy Nails, Dwayne, D-W-A-I-N, got it now. Meant to disrespect, homie. I was like, guess it's didn't mean to or meant to.
Jimmy must probably didn't mean to, at least I hope didn't mean to.
I don't look.
But yes, Jimmy. That is how you spell my name for everyone who has continued to misspell it. That is the correct way to misspell it. Jimmy, I don't hold it against you because you were not here when I made the announcement. But there are other people that have been
meant no disrespect.
There are people that were here and have still misspelled it.
Jimmy says meant no disrespect. Says I don't know what the fuck is up.
We good. We straight.
Okay, cool. There's an article from it. Abusive boyfriend filmed girlfriend keying car spikes. Also, he was okay, so there's a beginning we don't see. Okay.
See? I knew there was more to this story. I could tell. The vibe was off. Because the thing was, she was smiling just a little too hard when she hit that first key.
Bro, she was smiling a little too hard. No, first of all, not finna do that. We're not finna act like we ain't seen crazy motherfuckers smiling when they doing shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Because you could tell that the crazy was about something. It wasn't just no. She just, hi, Dr. J. Fucking, nah, that's not what it was. Or Mr. J. You know what I'm talking about, Harley Quinn.
No, I was like, this bitch fucking Julius Irvin? I was like, yo! Yo!
Look, Julius Irvin. I mean, Kobe wasn't the first. But
nigga!
Stop it. Get some help.
Rest in peace, Black Mamba. All right, that's all we got.
Just being honest, Kobe.
First of all, why Winston look 21 in that goddamn clip? Did you know this nigga had the nerve to tell me he ain't here, y'all? I can say this. You know this nigga had the nerve to tell me, hey, man, if I cut my facial hair, I look just like that the same age. Nigga, no, you don't. Because all his videos don't have with no facial hair. He was like, man, if I cut my facial hair, I still look 25. Nigga, your face is grown. Like, what are you talking about? You cut your facial hair, you look like a suspect. Nigga, don't do that. I mean, hey, nigga. What you got to say?
I ain't got nothing to say. I'm
No, I'm done. I don't want nobody going back. Winston, this nigga talking about your facial hair. All right, man.
You mean the patches that grow on his cheeks?
I say that nigga got the Anthony Hamilton special.
Not Anthony Hamilton.
Hey, why y'all say Winston got that come on home to no. me, Charlene Beard?
Not Anthony Hamilton, bro.
Hey, Anthony Hamilton Beard, come in and section. Let me a little bit right here, a little bit.
Bro, Anthony Hamilton's beard connects like dial-up internet.
That nigga beard, Anthony Hamilton's beard connects like old AOL disc, nigga. If somebody pick up the phone, your shit is over. Oh shit.
Oh.
Oh man. All right, look, let's go.
I'm ahead. Sorry, this turns into roast Winston every time.
Message.
I hate to see what happens when I know what happens when I'm not on this motherfucking evil ass Negroes. Every time I leave early, this nigga be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna play this, play that, whatever. Listen. Sit this nigga. Nigga got patches. Say that nigga got turf builder for a beard. Anyway.
Y'all trying to get a Hims sponsorship or what?
For what?
Hims. It's the hair growth fucking. Oh,
so that nigga get a Chia Pet sponsorship. Chia. Like the nigga say, since somebody's water spots on that nigga's face. Listen, why am I talking about this? Stop it.
Dwayne. Bosley for men.
Hi, I'm the swaggy blurred. And before Bosley, my beard would only come in different sectors of my face. Now, thanks to Bosley, it actually connects. I'm sorry, this ain't right.
Ooh.
Okay. Jesus, listen. Mm-mm. Thank you, bro, for being on the show today. Man, tell the people how they can find y'all. Find you.
You can find me anywhere and everywhere on the internet, at Burke Made. That's Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, where I'm going to be going live immediately after this with a not safe for work. Ask me anything. So if you want to rock with me on that, you know, come on over and ask me some not safe for work questions, more so than I've already done so here.
Sick Dwayne. All Dwayne's questions going to be like, so how much dick are you showing on your OnlyFans? We all the time. I'm like, what? Why is that the question? You said not safe for work. Anyway, I appreciate you, man. Make sure y'all go and support Dwayne over there. Follow Winston everywhere. Like he said, Swaggy Blurred's a soul at the Swaggy Blurred. Go follow him, please. Follow me, Mr. J Washington, everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.com/JAYWashington80. The Mad Titan Podcast. My new episode will drop on Monday. I am going to record the Mad Titan Podcast, even though I'll be out of town. I will record that and get that up for y'all. For that, we will be back here Tuesday. Again, the clips for this show, you watched it live. We're going to keep the live thing up posted on Twitch. The whole episode will be on Twitch, but clips will go up on YouTube. So if you haven't done the follow, subscribe, send out subscriptions here on Twitch, please continue to do that. Please make sure you're following us over on YouTube. Follow the Blurreds Twitter and Instagram at Blurreds in the Hood. We're trying to grow those as well. I think I said about everything that needs to be said. Let me check, see if we got anything left that came in. Okay, so those are those. Cool. All right. Holla at y'all next week on before I go, I'll talk about it on the post credit if they remember to come back. We out of here. Take care. Bye.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
So I got to turn that off too. So I forgot to mention this. This weekend is my fourth birthday. My fourth rebirthday. It is It is 4 years since I almost died.
Oh,
after I had to have my trach. So it always kind of fucks with me because it's like literally, like not even, you're exaggerating. I almost died February 6th, 2018. So I try to do that. But I wanted to make sure I said this. I'm celebrating that. I'm celebrating being alive. It was the reason I've gotten a better shape than I've ever been in. It's changed a lot of my life where I don't eat red meat anymore, et cetera, et cetera. But before we go, Nicole Kidman did a commercial for AMC. When I tell you this is a real commercial, a real thing, nigga, watch.
We come to this place for magic. And we go somewhere we've never been before. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn. Together. Dazzling images on a huge silver screen. Sound that I can feel. Somehow, heartbreak feels good in a place like this. Our heroes feel like the best part of us. And stories feel perfect and powerful. Because here, they are. AMC Theaters.
It's time to take out the trash.
Why is she watching Lady Gaga get railed in House of Gucci? And also, y'all thought I was going to leave you without this? You thought I was going to leave you without this? The eye.